This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after House Democrats announced two articles of impeachment against him, President Trump is speaking at a campaign rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania. He notes that Democrats announced agreement on a modified North American trade deal just about an hour after those impeachment articles were unveiled.
They announced impeachment, and then an hour later, she announced that she's going to do USMCA. You know why? It's a huge deal, and it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed.
16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. The announcement just being made, the activist having become the face of the climate change movement and the catalyst of a series of student-led strikes involving millions of people around the world over the past 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Following calls for him to do so, Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is revealing his client list from when he worked at a consulting firm, McKinsey and Company. He says he's glad the company did end up releasing him from a confidentiality agreement.
One thing I care about is transparency and making sure that folks know everything they need to know about me, who I am, where I've come from, my story. The other thing is keeping my word. And when I say I'm going to do something, and especially when I sign my name to a legal document.
Mayor Pete speaking to NBC there. He worked at the firm for 3 years, and during that time, clients included government agencies like the Department of Defense and EPA, as well as Best Buy and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. No Americans were hurt, but one person was killed and more than 60 people injured in an attack outside the main U.S. military base in Afghanistan hours ago. Two attackers blew up vehicles packed with explosives, while others sprayed gunfire at the base. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump will sign an executive order today aimed at fighting anti-Semitism on college campuses. The order will interpret Judaism as a nationality and not just a religion. A White House official says the order, first reported by the New York Times, will allow the Trump administration to do more to combat anti-Israeli sentiments and divestment movements on campuses. It would require colleges and universities to treat those attitudes and movements as discriminatory, or they could lose federal funding. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says his heart is breaking after a police officer was killed during a shootout in Jersey City. Two suspects killed, and the officer died in the hours-long gunfight near a kosher supermarket. And guess who's going on tour?
Hi! While the cartoon was playing, I took an ordinary potato like this and stuck some pencils in it. And I made an animal that looks like this.
Actor Paul Reubens, the man behind Pee-wee Herman, is planning to celebrate the 35th anniversary of his movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure by taking it on tour. He'll stop in 20 cities to show the film, and then he'll tell stories from behind the scenes. Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Wasn't going to be easy, right? Come on. Let's be honest about it. This has been going on for a long time. We've talked about this for eons, that too many people are making too much money based on the inefficiencies of our government. And they're pitching a fit because we've got an outsider who has come into their zip code and on behalf of we the people is saying no more. And the absolute deep state and, is being called out for what it is, these unelected bureaucrats that are murking up the waters and continuing to take advantage and pilfer our treasury. And it's bad enough that we're having to pay for it, but now it's gone to our kids and our grandkids. How disgusting is that? Well, Bob Beaupre, the former congressman out of Colorado and businessman, joins us now. And we're going to talk. He understands D.C. talk because he was around it for a long time. It's almost like you need a translator, right, Robert?
Poor you, especially these days, Bill.
Lord have mercy. I mean, here it is yesterday. I mean, well, it's been a crazy couple of weeks. And so it's all punctuated with yesterday's announcement. No big surprise. The articles of impeachment. And then an hour later, the leader of the House is she's back in front of the cameras and the microphones and says, hey, we just approved the USMCA. We're forwarding it to Mitch McConnell. I guess proving they can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Well, that was clearly her intention, and that was a very carefully orchestrated set of events. What I thought was disgusting, not surprising, but disgusting nonetheless, was that she took full credit for the agreement. Well, you know, the House,
yes,
improved it so much. It's been laying on her desk for months and months and months, and this is something the Trump administration's been working on since he first came to office. Mm-hmm. And I think the public will see this as a big win for Donald Trump, and rightfully so.
It is. Well, how long have the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and the leadership been sitting on NAFTA?
Well,
how many years?
A year.
No. I'm not talking about the USMCA. I'm talking about NAFTA. They've been saying, oh, yeah, this needed to be fixed. But they've been sitting on it for years. Yeah. And then you get an outsider. You get Donald Trump coming. And in a matter of months, he turns it around. He gets it about 90% done. And it's been sitting on her desk all the time. So, yeah, how dare her take credit for it? But, this is like everything else, right?
She has little shame.
But she's a Catholic, Bob. So she doesn't know about shame. We know about that.
So am I. She she apparently is, went to a different kind of school than I did.
I have some nuns that would like to help her understand her Catholicism that raised me.
Oh my goodness! I mean, in the past, she has even lectured the Pope on on Catholic doctrine.
Right.
You know, when you talk about having no shame, she is kind of the poster child for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she talks about love, and we brought this up,
right.
and her Catholic, you know, hiding behind her faith and everything. And I go, well, love says thou shalt not murder. How do you justify murdering 63 million babies? Your party.
Over and over again.
And now, as if that's not enough, you're selling baby body parts. You're now saying that when they're delivered, you offer them comfort care. This is the Democratic Party. And you know, and it galls me, and I'm a Catholic as well, Bob, and it galls me when Catholicism is misrepresented like that.
Well, I sat in that chamber many times, especially when we have votes on issues like the life question,
mm-hmm.
and I would look across at my Democrat colleagues, and so many of them profess, as Nancy loves to do, to be righteous, the practicing Catholics, good Catholics. And yet vote against protecting the most innocent of life. Mm-hmm. And, at some point, I hope at least our Catholic voters and the public at large will wake up and change their voting pattern. Because Catholics still pretty much break 50-50 Democrat, Republican. For the life of me, I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, just the platform issue of that alone and what has happened with you know, Planned Parenthood. I mean, David DeLeiden, it's disgusting, Bob. Here's this young kid who is a citizen journalist. He catches them in a lie, selling baby parts,
yeah.
Videotapes it. He's the one that goes to jail. They're the ones that broke the law. He goes to jail. I mean,
yeah.
How upside down is this?
Yeah, where's the justice in that?
Exactly. So here it is, all that we've gone through, the articles of impeachment finally, I mean, it was a fait accompli from day one, though Nancy Pelosi again, in her D.C. speak, that you can translate for us, said that nobody came to Congress to impeach the president. But lest we forget, there's videotape clearly of, you know, Crazy Maxine and Al Green and Tlaib and, you know, let's go down the list, right?
You know, I don't know if where you're at, Bill. You see these coexist bumper stickers on all the liberals' cars, but here in Colorado, we've got them everywhere. Coexist, you know, can't we all just get along?
No.
On the other side of most of them now, they've got their resist bumper sticker. I see that as a bit of a paradox, but maybe they don't. Ever since this president won election, I mean, literally on election night, they were looking for the hook to hang their impeachment objective on.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are. They think they've got it.
But they had it going into it, Bob. They had the thing rigged to begin with. It was the insurance plan that Stroke and Page talked about. All this stuff was manufactured. And you know, sooner or later, they're going to find out. I mean, this could not have happened without the handprints of the former president, Barack Obama, being on.
Yeah, and they revere. I just saw a poll this morning. Tell you where their mindset is. 63%, an overwhelming majority of Democrats, believe that Barack Obama was a better president than George Washington.
Right.
Are you ready for that?
You
wonder about how the capacity of people to create an alternate reality.
Mm-hmm.
This is yet another example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the phone call with President Zelensky was as perfect as the president does. But I certainly don't think it was criminal, and I certainly don't think it rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. They are attempting to rewrite history here. I expect she will muscle her Democrat majority to approve these two articles of impeachment, but they will have lowered the bar dramatically from where Alexander Hamilton and our founding fathers set it for this most radical of cures that
exactly.
We have in our Constitution.
Well,
this is a bad stroke.
Well, Mitch McConnell and the Senate have to be prepared, because if there's going to be any redemption out of this insanity, It's going to happen in the Senate, and the Democrats are going to rue the day because they're not going to be able to hide behind the likes of Adam Schiff and the theatrics of Jerry Nadler. We're now going to have both sides represented, and I don't think they're going to like where the chips are going to fall. We got more from Bob Bupre after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The former Colorado congressman and businessman, Bob Bupre. I went to Robert, and then I tripped all over Bob and everything else. We know him as Bob Bupre, of course. And he is with us. We're talking, you know, what we're going through. And, of course, a little bit later on today, we've got the next hearing. I mean, hearings be us. We're overwhelmed with hearings, but the next one is going to be the hearing with Horowitz, the Inspector General, and who did the FISA abuse, I guess, summary. And out of it, Bob, I mean, it's beyond me. First, you know, saying that there was no political bias. I mean, you have
really?
To ignore. You have to ignore the obvious emails that are flying around. But okay, no political bias. 17 errors. John Solomon reports. Yes, 17 errors of FISA, and another 50 mistakes. I mean, this is from the FBI. I mean, these are the top law officials of the land making these kind of mistakes. That's unacceptable, Bob. I mean, that you can't, you know, when it comes to law enforcement, you can't, if you don't get an A, you have to have an A all the time. And even if you get an A minus, I mean, heads should be spinning. But, I mean, they're down into the CD category right now.
Yeah, the FBI was always to me in law enforcement kind of like Top Gun is. In the military, the best of the best go there, and they're beyond reproach. And
exactly,
they did things right. They followed the rules. They dotted the I's. They crossed the T's. But this report, if you had any doubt before, this report pretty well sums it up as the deepest of the deep water in the deep state.
Exactly. Yeah, the swamp.
It's really a very, very sad day. And. Uh-huh. And, you know, when President Trump, when candidate Trump was talking about going to Washington to drain the swamp, well, here's the evidence of why it needs to be drained. It's really a sad day.
But it's going to take a lot of intestinal fortitude and courage to go head to head with this. I mean, look at what happened. You know, anybody else but Donald Trump would be in their fetal position right now, just waiting for their time, and they would never even think about running for a second term. You know, get me out of this place. I cannot handle this. This is incompetent, or however he wants to look at it. He doesn't have a fair chance, but God bless him. I mean, he is hanging in there on behalf of we the people and exposing it for what it is. Bob, the corruption is massive. It is. It has metastasized, and people need to understand this, and it's not going to be an easy fix, because you have these partisans like the Inspector General that we're going to watch today, and he's going to talk around this and make it try to seem that it's not so bad.
Well, as will the Democrats. I mean, mm-hmm. I was astounded yesterday. You know, if you're just a tiny little bit objective, and you saw the results of that report, and as you said, you know, Horowitz's objective, at least in part, is to protect the institution.
Right.
So he, you know, that's where I think that this wasn't a partisan investigation. Nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that came from, I believe. So what do the Democrats do? You talked about the 50 errors, 17 counts, if you will, identified by Horowitz himself of errors, wrongdoing, mm-hmm. lies. And what do the Democrats do? They come out and say, nothing to see here. He said it's not partisan. Hey,
right.
don't go look there.
Mm.
Well, they ought to be as appalled as anyone, that we've got this kind of corruption, this kind of rot inside, a federal agency, but especially this federal agency, for heaven's sakes.
Mm.
So to, you know, put an exclamation mark on the point I made earlier, if you had any doubt about how bad it is in the bowels of the bureaucracy, here you are with what should be the poster child of all that is good about government, the FBI, and it's rotten on the inside. What must it be like in so many other federal agencies?
Well, we know all the three-letter agencies have been weaponized, Bob. We saw what the FBI did to, you know, the Tea Party and conservative groups, EPA, what they've done. I mean, just go down the three-letter agencies.
Yeah.
And under the Obama administration, you see, and this is the thing, my question to you, when you were there in Congress in D.C., you probably saw some inklings, but not to this level. But it appears, and this is just my perspective from what I said, because a lot of people, they, just as you said earlier, Barack Obama is their God. They see him as being greater than George Washington, and I don't get it. I'm sorry, I just don't see it. I see him as being one of the most, if not, I thought Jimmy Carter was bad. But what Barack Obama did to civility, what he did to put us at each other's throats, I put that at his feet. And I see a huge turning when America had hopes that we were electing a black president, that maybe we might be able to get the races together, that we could truly be Americans and work together. And instead, the exact opposite happened. And I'm sorry, maybe it's unfair to blame Barack Obama, but that's what it looks like to me.
Well, if it's unfair, I guess I don't see it, because it happened on his watch, and he was supposed to be the first post-racial president, and all was going to be well. I held out that same hope you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't vote for him. I was quite concerned and convinced that, actually, that he was far more liberal, far more of a progressive, and far more of a big government big politician than he pretended to be. So I had my apprehensions, but I was hopeful that at least across our society, that maybe Barack Obama could do some considerable good. But boy, if we had racial tensions before he was elected, we sure expanded them after he had served 8 years in office. So
why can't the people see Barack Obama for who he was, in terms of he was bringing a whole new gospel to this country? The American idea that you and I grew up, we learned about in school, we studied, we admired, we strive for. He brought that down, and I don't know how people can't see that.
The first time he went abroad, I believe it was the first time. Mm-hmm. What did he do? He
apology tour.
Apology tour, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he apologized for all the sins that America has committed. We haven't gotten everything right. But this still is that beacon of freedom. This is where most of the world that is living under some degree of tyranny looks for hope.
Yes.
And he's out there apologizing for our sins and transgressions. His first speech at the UN absolutely infuriated me. We used the metaphor, you know, I jumped out of my chair and threw something at the TV. I did. Mm-hmm. When I was watching his speech,
right.
I literally jumped out of my chair in rage at the way he spoke about America. The left right now seems to believe, and he was emblematic of their thought process, that government can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that government has the capacity to do some good, and in cases they can. But when you've got bureaucracies as big and obviously as corrupt as some of ours are, most of ours, maybe all of them are, but when you've got this situation, to not go in with the scales off your eyes, to at least be objective enough to look around, to analyze, to look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see a problem, grab it by the roots and yank it out. They couldn't do that. They compounded it, added to it, and then ignored the reality.
Well, I think what drove him, Bob, if this is fair to say, is he wanted to make up for all America's sins. He put it upon himself that he was going to be the redeemer of the world and take all these things that America had created and worked hard to gain. That was all set aside, and it was all going to be redistributed to the world.
Yeah, well said. He did see himself as that Messiah, didn't he?
He did. And here we are. And we've got to see it for what it is. We've got to get out of denial and be able to discern exactly where we are right now and what we have to do in order to be united once again, the United States of America, not the un-United States. Bob Beaupre on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factor. mothers in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after House Democrats announced 2 articles of impeachment against him, President Trump is speaking at a campaign rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania. He notes that Democrats announced agreement on a modified North American trade deal just about an hour after those impeachment articles were unveiled.
They announced impeachment, and then an hour later, she announced that she's going to do USMCA. You know why? It's a huge deal, and it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed.
16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. The announcement just being made, the activist having become the face of the climate change movement and the catalyst of a series of student-led strikes involving millions of people around the world over the past 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We sing the last song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Music for the season. Don't you love it? Oh, man, I love this time of year, just to be surrounded by all the festivities. And I know, there are challenges, to say the least. And I don't know what you made of Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Quite interesting. You know, the Democrats, 1 minute, we got articles of impeachment. And in less than an hour later, she must have felt guilty or knew that she's on the edge of this, because then they passed the USMCA. So I would say the good thing, if there was any good thing to be drawn out, and I think that there will be ultimately regarding these articles of impeachment, and we'll talk about that with Jenny Beth Martin in just a moment, but it's that we're going to put a lot more people back to work. And now all these things that the Democrats have said was so bad about NAFTA, they finally, and it's kind of surprising how they want to take credit for it, but it was one Donald Trump that brought it to the front and got it 90% through, and we were just waiting for Congress, for the House to act on it. And so Jenny Beth Martin, I got to bring you on. Jenny Beth is the co-founder of Tea Party Patriots and the president. What did you make of that yesterday? I mean, did you hate this president? He is just a disaster. We passed the USMCA, so now we're going to work with him, to put people back to work. I mean, does she think the American people are so stupid that we don't get that?
I think that she hopes the American people are that stupid, but and maybe she actually does think that we're that gullible. But the fact is, passing USMCA is a good thing for President Trump. It's another promise from the campaign trail that he is keeping, and he has not let up on trying to get that passed. throughout this entire impeachment process. And I think that it shows that he actually is making a difference from the bully pulpit, despite all of this impeachment drama that the House Democrats are dragging this country through.
If they had
to him,
exactly,
rather than the other way around.
If they had the good, if they really had the goods on this, you know, they wouldn't have to go through all these theatrics, and then on top of that, have the gall to take the credit for it. And it's because of us.
That is hysterical. Exactly right. Exactly right.
So what happens now? Here it is. They file articles of impeachment. Go to the House. They get the vote. I think that this is going to be a rather scary situation, because now the truth is really going to come out. And I'm only praying, Jenny Beth, that Mitch McConnell et al., the Republican Senate, can hold to the guns and truly, truly address the issues that have been put forth before the people and expose the corruption and the antics that Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi have been up to in putting our country through this unnecessary pain.
Well, I think in order to expose that, we're going to need a full-blown trial in the Senate, and one in which it's fair for the president, because what's happened in the House has been anything but fair, and one that gives him the opportunity to make his case and show witnesses and fully exonerate himself.
How far? Okay.
The Senate Republicans, it only takes a simple majority to determine who the witnesses will be. It doesn't require all the filibuster type procedures. They have to go through the other types of information. So Senator Schumer does not have the same kind of power as he would in a legislative situation. Mm-hmm. And I think that means it's good for us. It's good for those who want to see the president fully exonerated.
It's going to be tough because, of course, this is all against the clock of the campaign season. I understand that. But like anything that's due process, which Jonathan Turley called Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the Democrats out and saying this is the thinnest, fastest impeachment in the history of our country. This is reckless. And he said the very thing you're accusing the president of is the very thing that you yourself are doing. I mean,
He called it out, and he put shine a light exactly on the Democrats. And they are the ones abusing power. They should go look in the mirror after reading the articles that they just put out against President Trump.
Well, Jenny Beth, I was telling the audience yesterday what I see down the road here, because first of all, I'd said to everybody, don't get over amped up about the Horowitz report. He's an establishment guy. He's got to protect the FBI in his own heart and soul. This is his motivation. I mean, because I don't know how you come out with a report and say, oh, we've got 50 errors, 17 major errors. We've got lies involved, no political bias, and be so casual about it. I mean, to me, this reeks of corruption. This comes from the FBI, Jenny Beth. I mean, this is a disaster. But did with Hillary Clinton?
It is a disaster. I think that what we're seeing from that IG report and the statements from Durham and the statements from Bill Barr is that there was real deep corruption in the FBI. This is something I said about what happened with the IRS targeting of
yes.
us. And it is even more true today than it was when I said it back in 2013. What is happening with these deep state employees is that they are destroying the very foundation of our government. The foundation of our government is a trust between the people who have power and the people who they govern. So the governors and those they govern. And if that trust is shattered, our government does not work properly. And that's what's happening right now. It happened in 2013 with the IRS. It happened with Fast and Furious. It happened when the Obama administration was spying on journalists. Well, they did not solve it. They did not fix it in that tear in the foundation, that crack in the foundation is just deeper now than ever before. They must be held accountable for what they did wrong. But if they don't, the trust will be even more broken, and it will be worse in the future.
Jenny Beth, I hope people are hearing what you're saying, because this is really, this is what this is all about. America has been so confounded with so much deception and so many lies that maybe this is the final lie that broke the camel's back. And maybe we just have to say, look, it, if we really are sincere about not going through this again, we have got to open up the body, get out of denial, and realize that the corruption has metastasized, that the first principles of our Constitution, the things that the Democrats supposedly claim to champion, which, you know, the fruit of their decisions and their actions do not represent it. Their lips are moving, but their actions are not commensurate and consistent with the manner in which their lips are moving. Is that fair?
Yes, that is completely fair. They say one thing, but they're acting completely differently. And we have to get that corrected. Mm-hmm. And I am hopeful that Attorney General Barr can do that. He seems determined to do it. He seems earnest. And I don't see how anyone, no matter what your political affiliation is, can think that Attorney General Barr is just a Trump acolyte, for lack of a better word. He is certainly his own man. Now, whether he actually can get to the bottom of it, whether there will be accountability, I don't know, but I'm going to maintain hope until I cannot.
Well, it's up to the people, Jenny Beth. We got to keep the pressure on. This is where the programs that you have instituted with the Tea Party Patriots and other conservative groups, but you have activated the citizenry. The citizenry really needs to be activated on this. We've got to be sincere about getting back to first principles, getting back to our U.S. Constitution. We've got to let, you know, Bill Barr know. We've got to let Horowitz know. We've got to let the president know. We've got to keep the pressure on Mitch McConnell not to waffle on this, because as we know, the deep state runs deep. They run silent. They are mean, complicit with the mainstream media. They're not going to go down easy. This is going to be a fight, you know, a fight to the finish. This is really the survival of the American idea as we know it. And I think we have a grand opportunity here if we have the courage and the fight in us to see it through, Jenny Beth. What do you say?
I completely agree. We cannot, even though it's troubling times, we cannot be discouraged to the point that we do not act. Be discouraged to the point and frustrated and angry to the point that you are motivated.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds. Unlimited data with no hard data limits. With built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the one thing about a comeback is that you have to realize what you're coming back to. That at one time you were victorious and things were going well, and you lost sight. But look it. America is at a point where a comeback is available, because I think that, you know, obviously we've been suffering a lot with the craziness of the 20th century. I mean, think about what happened in the 20th century. You know, after the Armenian genocide, the systematic mass extermination and expulsion of 1.5 million ethnic Armenians within the Ottoman Empire from approximately 1914 to 1923, the world finally took note of the mass slaughter of human beings. Okay? So that leads us, takes note of it, but then comes World War II, Adolf Hitler, and we have millions of Jews exterminated. We have, you know, things happening in Asia, more millions of people. What happened in China, more millions. I mean, is it insane when you look back over the previous millennia and you see the genocide that is taking place? And, you know, and even gets to the point that finally, in December of 1948, the United Nations agrees and adopts the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide as General Assembly Resolution 260. On January the 12th, 1951, the 90th day following the 20th country to deposit an instrument of ratification or accession to ratify the convention, the Secretary General of the United Nations transmitted a copy of the convention to each member of the United Nations, announcing that the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide had met the requirements for enforcement. Okay, this is back in 1951. Now, let's bring in Roe v. Wade, 1973. Now, going into this, we knew or should have known who the target of abortion was. It was obvious. The founders, they were targeting the less than, and particularly Black America. They were eugenicists. They were the same people that Adolf Hitler applauded and looked to them for inspiration, believe it or not. But this country bought into a big lie in 1973, and the Supreme Court authenticated and codified which is still amazing to me because the Supreme Court doesn't make law. But somehow they made law. They were allowed to do this. Where is Congress? Where is the legislative branch of our government? They shout and scream. And what they did was open the door to the murder of over 63 million babies, of which 40% come from black America. Our next guest, Walter Hoy, is with us, and it is an honor to have him back with us. He is the author of the book, Black and Pro-Life in America. Walter, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but I'm amped up a little bit here because we keep talking about it. And this is on the, I got to be honest with you, Walter, the other night we were at an event, and my wife routinely walks around with a T-shirt that says, abortion is black genocide. And this black man, you know, came to her and says, why are you saying that? You know, that's a white problem. That's not a black problem. And I was aghast, to be honest with you, Walter. I said, what planet have you been on? I mean, abortion is killing 40% of your people, if you want to put it in that way. And I hate that. I hate it in the sense that I don't look at it as our people, Walter. I look at it as Americans. We're on the same team together. I don't care about the color of your skin. I just care. Look at, hey, you got the goods. You want to be honest. You want to be fair. You want to watch my six. I'm watching your six. You want to, you know, protect my family. I'm going to protect your family. I don't care about the color of your skin. So I don't like it when we're bifurcated like that. So that part bothers me. But, you know, for the sake of argument and the sake of this discussion, I'll allow myself, but with, you know, with an asterisk, you know, to talk in those terms, because that's the way people respond to it today. And I think it's a disservice that we get bifurcated and we're put in these individual tribes for what purpose? So that we're more easily malleable and manipulated?
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's not just a problem in black America. It's an American problem. It's a human problem. And we need to all come together and work on a solution.
Well, you know, here we are. I mean, we're at a point where we've got more jobs than people. And we basically have murdered a labor force, a generation labor force, American citizens. We've murdered them. And we wonder why we don't have enough people to fill the jobs that are here. And God only knows who we killed along the way. I mean, because we already hear stories of people who should have died. They survived an abortion, have gone on to become very successful attorneys, people of athletes, people who are contributing, you know, to the excellence and the dream of America. Because by the hand and grace of God, they were not murdered. And somehow they were able to be saved, you know, like Moses. I don't understand all that, but I'm grateful for it. But you would think that that evidence would be enough to shake our sensibilities into some consciousness.
Oh, there's no question about it. Well, you really would think that when you take a look at the reality of the abortion issue, particularly in black America, that it would wake people up. We would have no question now going forward what the reality is. But unfortunately, it's just as you were saying, it's just something we're going to have to continue to work on desperately.
Well, we've got to continue to pursue the truth on this. I mean, you know, I say 40% roughly black Americans, 25% Hispanics. Hispanic, I mean, you know, here you're talking two people groups, Walter, you know, at the very essence of our DNA as Hispanics and blacks, we're family people. We love our kids. I mean, our, you know, grandparents are grieving across the country because they're missing grandchildren that they could have bought gifts for this Christmas season because their family members bought into a big lie. And when is it going to stop? You know, we know enough about the truth now. Thank God for, you know, technology and also by experience, because what is absolutely driving Planned Parenthood and the abortionists nuts is that there's an organic movement based on truth. That is the women who have been subjected, who said, hey, okay, it's nothing. It, you know, bad hookup, bad timing, whatever reason and excuse, I'll go ahead and have an abortion. And their hearts have been breaking ever since, Walter. And it keeps gnawing at them that what they bought into was a lie that it wasn't just some excess flesh. It just didn't matter. You know, it's just like a tumor getting removed. No, it's much more significant than that, because if it wasn't, I wouldn't be grieving on, in remembering that my child would be 7 years old, or my child would be 13, or my child would have been a boy, or my child would have been a girl, and would have been here. And this is what the moms are grieving, and their hearts are broken. And the other part is, Walter, is the men are starting to get it. They're starting to realize that they've been complicit in this all-out extermination of their children, and we're crying from coast to coast over this. But I'm telling you, maybe more hearts need to be broken to finally say enough and call it out for what it is. And I appreciate your courage to come out and say, you're charging abortion in Black America as genocide. Now, Dr. Ben Carson said that, and they all but tarred and want to feather him, you know, right out of D.C. But the fact of the matter is, it can't be denied. It's the truth.
No, you really can't deny it. When you take a look at it, just Black America alone, we're talking about not 6 million. We're talking about over 22 million lives lost to just abortion.
Right.
Abortion has taken more lives in Black America than all of the 13 leading causes of death in Black America. We're talking about heart disease. We're talking about cancer. We're talking about stroke. We're even talking about homicides. And when you include the Latino community, the Hispanic community, you've got the two leading minority communities in America. And those two communities are overwhelmingly responsible for over half of all the abortions in America. There is absolutely no question. You're absolutely right. There's no question that the minority communities have been targeted for extinction.
See, this is what galls me, Walter, because it's elitism. Elitism is saying to our people, you're less than. You are less than, and you don't deserve it. And so they perpetrate this big lie that our sisters, our mothers buy into for the sake of convenience, a culture of convenience that we live in right now. And they've murdered our children. They've murdered our brothers and our sisters. They've done this and with impunity. I mean, they're not paying the price. David Dalyden catches them on video selling baby parts. He goes to jail, and they're the ones that broke the law, and they're scot-free and getting rewarded for it. Are you kidding me?
This is where we are in America, and I'm so glad you can see this and you're talking about this. We're at a point now where we're going to really have to ask ourselves in our heart, what do we really believe? And if we really come to the truth, we'll understand that human beings are being slaughtered every day in abortion clinics.
Well, how many? Is it got to get 65 million, 66 million, 70 million? How many more? How many more, Walter? I mean, we know the truth right now because of modern technology and sonograms. We're seeing babies moving in the womb. These are real. These are children. You know, I mean, you've got to be so calloused and hard-hearted to look at it and say, well, that's just an embryo or some other thing other than a baby, when you and I were growing up and what we knew traditionally to be a baby is a baby, not something that could be considered as less than and just thrown away into the garbage dump. You know, that's ridiculous. Walter Hoy has been our guest. Walter, thank you. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.